Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Sovereign Health Podcast. My name is Andy Schoonover, and we're on a mission to inspire radical personal responsibility for both the financial and physical aspects of your health. Hey, everybody. It's Andy from Crowd Health. Hope you are well. Bringing you another healthcare hack today that we think is going to be helpful in your journey of living outside of the legacy health insurance system, breaking away from the medical industrial complex, not being enslaved to the healthcare cartel that is reaping benefits from your sickness. This one is brought to you by my wife, my lovely wife, who I was reminiscing with her just the other day. One of the best things about Crowd Health is virtual urgent care. And one of the things she mentioned to me is like, we don't even think about it that often. And I'll give you a couple examples here in a minute of how we've used virtual urgent care, even though our first inclination was to go elsewhere. We have quite literally saved $5,000. We have saved a vacation, and we have saved our daughter having to stay home from school as a result of urgent care. Let me give you the quick examples there. How did we save $5,000? My daughter, who is now five, I think she was four at the time, was bouncing on her bed, fell off, hit her head, and started talking a little bit crazy. First inclination was to go to the ER. I said, hold on a second. Let's get urgent care on the phone just to see if this is something that we have to go to the ER. Because the last thing I wanted to do on, I think it was a Friday night, was spend several hours in the ER with a bunch of sick people, only for them to tell me that there's no issue. So if we can get somebody on urgent care quickly to give us some feedback, that would be huge. So we dialed into urgent care using our app on Crowd Health app, and we got an urgent care doctor quickly, within probably a minute or two. She told us that you'd have to ask her five questions every 15 minutes, and if she can't answer the questions, then you should take her to the ER. The questions were something like, who am I? I'm your dad, right? She has to answer, you're my dad. What is your name? What is your last name? What is your birthday? Those types of questions. And so we did that for the next hour. And each time she was able to answer those questions. And so what the doctor said is she probably has a mild concussion, but if she starts not being able to answer these questions, and she might have something more significant, and then you needed to get to the hospital. So thank God that it was just a minor concussion. We did not have to go to the hospital, and that saved us probably $5,000. They were going to do an MRI for sure. An MRI in the hospital is somewhere between $3,000 and $5,000. They're going to charge you an ER visit. They probably will put the acuity of that ER visit very, very high because it's a potential brain injury. It's at least $5,000, and it's several hours that we saved. Now, let me stop there for a minute. Go to the ER if you think it's a life-threatening issue. This is not to say you should not go to the ER. If there's a life-threatening issue, you need to go to the ER. As you all have heard through some of my last few podcasts, I went to the ER because I thought there was a life-threatening condition. I couldn't talk. That clearly is something dramatic. So this is not to say don't go to ER. All I'm saying is there are moments when it's not a life-threatening issue that virtual urgent care is a great place to start. If you go to virtual urgent care, they will tell you that you need to go to the hospital if they think you need to go to the hospital. So that's how I saved $5,000 and a weekend night saved me a weekend night from staying in the hospital, probably all night long. The second one is we saved a vacation. We were on a vacation in Florida last summer, and my daughter started getting a rash literally from her neck all the way down to her toes. We were about to call it a day on this vacation. At a minimum, we were going to go to the urgent care. Instead, we did a virtual urgent care visit. Again, we dialed up urgent care, got on within 2 minutes, I think, and that urgent care doctor told us that there is a medication that will in the short term help her with this rash. Within an hour, we were at the local Walgreens. We got the medication. My daughter took the medication. Within a few hours after that, we started seeing her rash clear up, and it saved our vacation. In fact, we were able to pretty much go about our vacation as we normally would, with the exception of maybe a couple of hours. And so virtual urgent care saved our vacation. Last, virtual urgent care saved my daughter having to stay home from school. If you're a parent, you've gotten this call. It is a call from the school saying your daughter has pink eye, or son has pink eye. In this case, it was my daughter. She had pink eye. My wife had to go and get her. School said that you must get this medicated, and a note from the doctor if you're going to come back to school tomorrow. And so, at that point, by the time we kind of had gotten through all of this, the pediatrician's office was closed. We could have gone to the local urgent care, but that was going to be super expensive, we thought. And so we, again, tried to do virtual urgent care. So we got a doctor on the line who said, oh yeah, we've seen this. It's happening right now. There's an easy medication to do this. So again, within probably an hour of having that conversation, we were at the Walgreens, we got the prescription. And then we also asked the doctor if she would write a note, to let our, preschool know that she was being treated. Because apparently if you're being treated, then it's not something that can go from one child to another. So we got the note, we got the prescription. Our daughter was totally fine the next day. And so what an awesome, awesome outcome that was. I think I'm bringing this up because people just don't think of virtual urgent care being an option. And I'm just hoping by, you know, folks hearing this, that you will consider virtual urgent care, because it's just so convenient. It can take care of so many of these things where you don't actually have to go to a facility. Again, I don't want to go to a facility, whether it be an ER or urgent care with a bunch of sick people. Like, try virtual urgent care. If it's not life-threatening, if there's no blood involved, virtual urgent care oftentimes is a really great option. I'm going to actually walk through a virtual urgent care visit right now with you. I'm going to screenshot this on my phone. You're going to see it real time, how easy this is. And so, you know, this is live. Hope it goes well. And so here we go. I'm going to my CrowdHealth app. I'm going to press urgent care. This is just letting me know that I'm transferring over to HealthTap, opening up HealthTap, and it will give me, this is just telling me that I'm a member of CrowdHealth. So I'm going to go in here and I'm going to, who's this visit for? Andrew. Next. New health concern and details for the doctor. I have ringing in my ears. I know exactly why this is happening. That's what we're going to do this one for. Let's just see what happens. So verify patient's identity. There's all my information. Don't have any current conditions. Don't have any allergies. Next. Today's total. I'm going to pay for it. I pay for it first, then I submit it to the community. Double click to pay. I'm going to move this out of the way here so people aren't going to see this. Let's see how long it takes them to come and see me. Now it says 15 minutes. And it says, wait times may vary. Our doctors are busy helping others. When a doctor is ready to see you, we'll notify you, including a text message at this number. So let us wait and see. Oh, doctor is now available. There it goes. Didn't take too long.
Hello. Hey. Good morning, Dr. Ness. Before we get started here, if you don't mind to just...
Pretty well. Okay. Thank you so much for your help. Thank you.
Let me know.
Okay. I will let you know.
All right.
Thanks.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Hey, so what happened? I got to an urgent care doctor within, I don't know what that was, under a minute, it felt like. So you don't have to wait long to get these urgent care visits. And I have now used this 4 or 5 times. Every single time, it's within minutes. So go... use virtual urgent care, go to the hospital if it is something life-threatening. But this is just so convenient. They're hooked into all the pharmacies. They can help you find, labs. It is so easy. Go try it out. Thanks for joining.